From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Syrian peace talks set for Friday. The United Nations on Tuesday sent out invitations for Syrian peace talks in Geneva. It is not immediately clear who has been invited or whether all of the groups opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad will attend. Meanwhile, the conflict in Syria continued Tuesday with a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs that state media said killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 100. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. A survey of economists by the financial news network CNBC finds the experts think the U.S. central bank is not likely to raise interest rates at this time and may delay expected rate hikes for a while. The rate-setting committee of the U.S. Federal Reserve gathered in Washington for their regularly scheduled meeting Tuesday and will report on their decision Wednesday. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. The court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff vote for the presidency. The nation's constitutional court ruled late Monday that the first round legislative vote on December 30th was marred by numerous irregularities. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls for his country to improve anti-corruption measures. That call comes just hours after a BBC documentary reported his estimated personal fortune at close to $40 billion. The Kremlin dismissed it as total fabrication. Those comments from the U.S. Treasury official who told the BBC that Mr. Putin was, in his words, a picture of corruption. This is VOA News.